Good morning. I'll tell you about the injury list right off the bat with David Boss will not work today. Deal is going to work. We're going to have him in a limited capacity. We'll see what he can do. Inoski, you know about that. He's going to go on IR. Spencer Pasinger is going to work. He'll probably take three quarters of the work. Adrian Robinson is not going to work. Chris Snee is not going to work. It's hip. It's not the operated or surgical repaired hip. Cooper Taylor has a shoulder, but he's doing better today. He's a little bit stronger, and he will work, although he's to stay out of contact. We're going to put Terrell on the list because he needs to be managed, and probably one day a week or at some point in time we'll have to cut the reps back for him so that he has decent recovery time. Corey Webster feels better, but he's not going to get clearance to go today. Jaquan, we expect to go tomorrow. So that's our report. You don't have to ask me any questions now about this. Who's going to do what and what time and so on. So I'm going to save time for that I can get to the practice field. The Kansas City Chiefs, I'll tell you exactly what I think. They're 3-0, as you know. They're playing very, very well. The difference in their football teams, anybody know what it is? 37 giveaways last year and zero this year. They're plus nine after three games with no giveaways. They are a balanced team offensively. They've rushed the ball 90 times and thrown it 105. That's their objective. The quarterback has made a big difference because he's their second leading rusher. They run the option with him. He'll pull the ball down and bring it out. He does an outstanding job of that. They have a good offensive scheme, which obviously Alex Smith is the driver of that machine. The ball gets distributed around very well, and there are a lot of playmakers on this football team. Obviously, the running back is an exception with 1,500 yards. They do run the ball very, very well. But again, I'll mention the second leading rusher is the quarterback. Defensively, they're very stout. They're a very, very good defensive team. They have a couple of players taken at the very top of the draft that are playing extremely well. Their linebacker Johnson has over 120 tackles 3 years in a row, is a very, very good football player, physical football player. Barry, the safety, is very much involved in the front. They're ranked highly. They've got 15 sacks already. Houston had 4.5 last week against Philadelphia, which is an incredible day for him. But, you know, they've demonstrated that by giving up 11 points a game, you can win a lot of football games. So they're 3-0. Their special teams is a very good outfit. An outstanding return men in the preseason. They had 109 and 104-yard kickoff returns. The punt returner has an outstanding average, and he has done a very good job at the start of this year as well. So they are a well-balanced team. They have contributors in all spots. They have playmakers. They've done a good job of field position and taking care of the football, and that's, to me, why they're 3-0. No questions? Good. Oh, really? Do you want to talk more about that?
Well, I just wanted to ask you, is Deal going to work at tackle, or is he going to work?
He's just going to work to start with. He'll have to play them all, but he'll work. We're just trying to see how far we can go with him. You know what I'm saying? It's his first day back from a very long time away from the game.
Coach, how much of an advantage is it for you? You're familiar with Andy Reid, having faced him for a number of years, twice a year. Is that any kind of advantage?
Probably philosophically it is, but this is a football team that we're not very familiar with, and we're going to have to get familiar with their players very, very fast. You know, Bob Sutton's there on defense. He's an old friend of mine, very, very good football player, was with the Jets forever, has brought a lot of that scheme with him.
Tom, they're a very physical team up front. What's the key or the challenge giving
Eli? To be physical. I mean, how do you say it any simpler? For us to go ahead again and regain the respect that we've always had throughout the league for being a physical football team.
Tom, no matter your opponent this week, how much do these coming days and Sunday have to be about what you do, how you prepare, and how you execute on?
Well, it's always that. For me, it's always about our team. And, you know, there's been enough said by me and in here to talk about transitioning from the practice field to the game field. Obviously not getting discouraged when things don't go your way. Playing as hard as you can, being as physical as you can, staying together as a team, being able to ford off all the questions that are intended to divide, which you people are very good at, by the way. So.
Alex Smith has been sacked, I think, the fourth or fifth most times of any QB in the NFL.
Yeah, he's been hit. He's been sacked.
Do you think this could be a game where maybe your pass rush is able to get going?
Whatever game it is, I'm ready to take it, yeah. And Alex Smith, the other point I wanted to make, it in his last 30 games, he's thrown only 10 interceptions, which is one of the reasons why they're where they are, too.
Tom, that gets back to your turnovers. You talked about them being plus nine. Giveaways, takeaways, is that where some of this has to start with your team's improvement?
It always has, you know. It always has. I thought we were on the road to doing a better job of that last week. And then, of course, we had a couple of late ones, which hurt us, no question, from a standpoint of keeping track of that. But ball security is always the number one issue for us. That and winning the physical battle, so that doesn't ever change.
Tom, how do you juggle with your staff when you prepare for a week like this with staying the course and we got to make changes because we're 0-3 and things aren't working?
Well, you say that, and obviously that's the position you should take. How much change is going to take place in a one-week time? I mean, I'm talking about from a strategic standpoint as well. Don't forget that every week, the first thing that you do if you lose a football game, everybody's greatly disappointed on Monday, and emotions are in the cellar. You start to come back up on Tuesday. Hopefully on Wednesday, you gather everybody, and you talk about the things that I talked about today, which is controlling the moment. Let's take care of this moment in time, which is the only moment which we have control over. We can't do anything about yesterday. We're not prepared for this coming weekend, so take this very meeting right here and do the best you can and let it carry through for the entire week. That's where it all starts. It all starts with being a better participant, a more involved individual, if you will, meetings, practices, doing the best you can to contribute to our team, and then hopefully that will carry over. But that's where it is. It's about getting better. Whatever we decide to do, don't forget it's based a lot on your personnel, what your status is in terms of where you are, and so you have to go from there. When you go from there, that's the starting point, and you may see some things of difference. You may not see a lot. You may see a personnel combination that you perhaps haven't seen before. Okay, that's a little bit of tinkering, but basically, we are who we are, and we've got to make corrections and go on. We've got to get better.
Tom, it's only September, but given the circumstances of this start, you feel like your season is on the line on Sunday?
No, I think it's a long season, all right? We played three games. We have a lot of games to go. You know, certainly we want to win, and that's our entire objective. You know, are we standing on the edge of the cliff? I don't look at it that way. I see a lot of football to be played.
How is Eli holding up both physically? He's taking an awful lot.
He's like a rock. He's okay, really. I mean, he'll tell you that, and I think he is.
Coach,
sometimes you get hit a little bit, you knock the cobwebs out.
I'm sorry. You picked up John Connor.
You don't have to be sorry.
You picked up
I've been interrupted many times before by this group.
There's
one of the best ones in the world right back there.
You picked up John Connor.
Yeah, fullback. We need a fullback. We need a leading blocker. He is a physical guy. We think he'll go up in the hole and clear the hole for the running back, and we hope he'll be a good pass protector and contribute on special teams as well.
Did something happen with Terrell Thomas, or is this just kind of...
No, but you can see that the accumulation has gotten to him a little bit.
Well, Tommy, you had mentioned about talking to Nick. Did you talk to him? How did that go?
You know, I really haven't had a great discussion with him. I did mention something this morning. By the time I got here yesterday afternoon, he was gone, so I haven't really had that opportunity yet. I will say this, though. The information that's coming forth to me, he, and this is from, believe it or not, writers who were present and one of the people that was in Carolina that, you know, they think a little bit of this has gotten out of proportion. He didn't mean it that way or intend it that way. I know that doesn't matter. It's what you say. But there's some evidence to say that he really was trying to be humble and understanding and realizing that he didn't make a great contribution and blah, blah, blah.
You've always talked about continuity up front offensively, obviously. You know,
we haven't had that for a long time.
I was just going to say that. I mean, now guys are injured again. You're not sure how much you're going to get out of them in practice. at this point, do you know where you can turn, or is this kind of an uncertain week? Who could?
Like I say, we have 8 or 9 of them on our team. Let's go. We're going to play. The schedule's coming. We're going to Kansas City Saturday morning. So they're going to, the guys that are healthy enough to go are going to have to get ready to go.
Are Boston Snead, you know, you said last week they had issues. Are they unlikely?
I don't know that. We'll see. It's a day-to-day thing. Let's find out what. Today they're out. They're not going to practice. I don't, you know, it's the, we shouldn't, there are situations where we shouldn't be reached and we are reached. And there are situations where, for whatever reason, the force player is standing here. How about getting up on the line? How about that? You know, there's those kind of things, and we're continuing to work on it.
Okay.